spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
And at this point, I will ask the question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, particularly if you're jonesing for some blues. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is in session. In a promo for this week that I ran on our local station, Legends 98.9 here in Shamrock, Texas in Wheeler County, I said I couldn't believe it. Out of all the B.B. King songs I have played, I have never had B.B. King on as the featured artist. Oh, we're going to take care of that for you this week. In my own defense, I did have a featured artist, a B.B. King and Willie Nelson doing blues. That was quite a show. But this week, better late than ever, our featured artist is B.B. King, the King of the Blues. Also getting spins here in segment one, Charlie Musselwhite's on board. Another song from 662, Christone Kingfish Ingram's 2021 album. Coco Taylor and John Hammond Jr. are gonna do then and now versions of Wang Dang Doodle. Muddy Waters is on board. Sue Foley's got a new album out, and we've got a pre-release on a song called Dallas Man, paying tribute to a lot of great guitarists that come from the Dallas area. But to get things started, so here's Buddy Guy kicking things off with Someone Slipping In.
I came home this morning, and oh, what a shock, when I found out my key no longer fit my lock. But oh, baby, I think you better go right back out there where you've been. When you were slipping out, some other woman was slipping in. Look at here. I thought I was your fool that you could count on. One was right there when no one else was at home. Oh, baby. Honey, go back out there where you've been. Cause while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. You hear me? Now cry your heart out. It don't mean much to me. I'm a brand new person, and you can plainly see I got a new way of walk, yeah. Been wearing my hair, a smile on my face. You didn't put it down. Got a new way of wearing my hair. This big smile on my face. You didn't put it there. Oh, babe. I think I found myself a new friend. Cause while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. Now you can help me say that if you want, I don't care. Thank you.
Slipping in. Oh, you can help me say that. Now, while you were slipping out, say it a little louder. Now, while you were slipping out, say it louder. Now, while you were slipping out, yeah, I like that. Let's do one, do it again. Now why you were slipping out?
Riley B. King, later to become famously known as B.B. King, the King of the Blues, was born September the 16th, 1925, in Berkeley, Mississippi. We lost B.B. on May the 14th, 2015. At that time, he was in Las Vegas, Nevada. B.B. was born on a cotton plantation, later worked in a cotton gin in Indianola, Mississippi. He was attracted at a very young age to guitar and music in church. At a young age, B.B. also played on street corners, as he calls it, for dimes. 1947, B.B. hitchhiked to Memphis, stayed with a cousin of his, a name the blues world is familiar with, Bucca White. He was actually one of the most celebrated blues performers of the times. Bucca schooled B.B. beyond his present talents on the art of the blues. B.B. made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and back in 1970, he was awarded the Best R&B Male Vocal Performance for one of my favorite B.B. King songs, The Thrill Is Gone. 1992, he won the Best Traditional Blues Album, Live at the Apollo. Quite a career, B.B. King. So without further ado, our featured artist, B.B. King. His song is That's Why I Sing the Blues.
Yes, I'm seemed like everybody got the blues, but I had them a long time. I've really, really paid my dues. You know, I ain't ashamed of it, people. I just love to sing my blues.
Thank you.
B.B. King, our featured artist, is going to be back in segment two. But at this time, let's do a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be Charlie Musselwhite, followed up with something from Christone Kingfish Ingram's 662 album, a great cut called Too Young to Remember. But kicking off this double dose, Charlie Musselwhite, and Ain't That Loving You, Baby.
Tell you, baby, tell you what I would do. I'd rob, steal, kill somebody just to get back home to you. I ain't that loving you, baby. I ain't that loving you, baby. I ain't that loving you, baby. And you don't even know my name. Let me tell you, baby, don't sound like it's true. Drop me in the ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And you don't even know my name. Spirit's gonna rise and crawl home to you.
Oh, ain't that loving you, baby?
Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And you don't even know my name.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I wanted to tell you I'm a big fan of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm listening all the time, and you can go and check it out on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it together with me?
UncleBUC.com.
But I can hear that sound. fine. Drinking till closing time. Loving and fighting. Oh, dancing till closing time. Well, I'm too young to remember, but it's here in my mind.
Song is a Willie Dixon song that was first recorded by Howlin' Wolf back in 1960. In 1965, Willie Dixon and Leonard Chess persuaded Coco Taylor to record it on Checker Records, which was a Chess subsidiary. It was a big old hit for Coco Taylor, not only on the blues charts, but even on the pop charts as well. And with that said, here's the queen of the blues, Coco Taylor, taking care of the then portion of our Then and Now feature with Wang Dang Doodle.
Tell Automatic Slim, tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butcher Knife Toting Nanny, tell Fast Talking Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We're gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We're gonna fuss and fight till daylight. Are we gonna pitch a wing and doodle all night long? All night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. Are we gonna pitch a wing?
Tell Fats and Watts
Coco Taylor taking care of the then portion of Then and Now. Coming up in segment two, a new version from John Hammond Jr. of Wang Dang Doodle. I've got a request coming up as we are going to kick off a double dose of the blues. Here in the Crossroads of America, our home base here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Shamrock, Texas. Sometimes I hang out down at our historic Route 66 landmark, the Tower Station, and you drop in. Also down there is a Tesla charging station. I was talking to a traveler getting his Tesla all juiced up to continue the journey. A traveler by the name of Mike from Sarasota, Florida. We got to chatting and subject of blues came up, and he said, well, do you take any requests on your show? And I said, sure, give me one. He said, well, play me some Muddy Waters. So we're going to kick off a double dose of the blues with Muddy Waters. It's going to be followed up by Sue Foley that has a new album coming out on October the 22nd. The album's entitled Pinky's Blues. We've got a pre-release of that album, a song called Dallas Man. They were going to feature on this double dose of the blues. Sue Foley says, I realized when I wrote Dallas Man, it was just about all these great guitar players from Dallas and the area right around here. She went on to say, I've always been infatuated with Blind Lemon Jefferson, and between him and Frankie Lee Sims, and watching and listening to some Freddie King and Jimmy Vaughn, came the idea of Dallas Man. Also of influence was Stevie Ray Vaughan, T-Bone Walker, Ensign Funderburg, Zuzu Bolan, W. Bramhall II, Danny Freeman, and Derek O'Brien. So to kick off this double dose of the blues, this one's for you, Mike, down in Sarasota, Florida, Muddy Waters. Teamed up with Robert Cray and James Cotton, their song is Trouble No More.
I don't care about that the dice don't pass. Well, you know, darling, you are living too fast. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me
you can have a man, but someday, baby, you ain't this is Niecy, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. Yeah!
The time has come for a pause for the cause. But now don't you run off. We're going to be back in segment two with some great blues. That big old bucket of blues we brought with us is still half full. Our featured artist, B.B. King, of course, is going to be back. We're going to have a triple play coming up in segment two by three blues men named Albert. Guess who those are? And to kick off segment two, we're going to play Who Dat. Who Dat playing that great blues instrumental that sounds like Jimmy Reed. It's all coming up in segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Yvonne Perea from Amarillo, Texas. And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That's UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
welcome into segment two of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We kind of set you up on that whodat that we just played for you. In case you just joined us for the first time, every once in a while we do a little feature called Whodat. Whodat singing that song. In this case, it was Whodat playing that instrumental that sounds like Jimmy Reed. Well, Jimmy Reed's not famous for doing instrumentals, but I kind of set you up on that one. That was Jimmy Reed doing a rare instrumental track called Boogie in the Dark. Our featured artist on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is the King of the Blues, the one, the only, B.B. King. B.B. King defined the blues for a worldwide audience. 50 albums to his credit in his lifetime. Started recording back in 1940. Someone wrote of B.B. that he introduced a sophisticated style of soloing based on fluid string bending, shimmering vibrato, and staccato picking that influenced many later on in life on the electric blues guitar. And that was a mouthful. So here's another great track from our featured artist, B.B. King. His song is How Blue Can You Get?
It's my own fault, baby.
B.B. King, our featured artist, is going to be back a little bit later on with a blues duo with Tracy Chapman, I think you're going to like. But right now, we're going to bring on a triple play. Three in a row by three guys named Albert. Kicking it off is going to be Albert Cummings. Albert Collins is going to be next up on this triple play. A little help from Robert Curry and James Cotton on a song called Bring Your Fine Self Home. Third up to bat in this triple play by three guys named Albert is going to be Albert King, and his song is I Love Lucy. But kicking it off, Albert Cummings and Going My Way.
Feeling good, you know that sun seems so bright these days. Feeling good, you know that sun seems bright these days, yeah. Seems like everything, yeah, is finally going my way, yeah. It's been a long, hard journey, yeah, but I can finally reap what I sow. Dark clouds in the sky, yeah. Well, they're not over me no more. Thank you.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
Woo! I want all of you soul brothers and sisters to gather around. I want to tell you about my Lucy. You see, I fell in love with Lucy the first time I saw her. And the way she shined, well, kind of brightened things all around. I remember the first time I took Lucy to a nightclub. All the fellas ran up, they wanted to run their fingers all up and down her neck. I said, uh-uh, don't do that. That'll make me mad as heck. Cause I love her. I love Lucy, yes, I do. And if you put your hands on my Lucy, it ain't no telling what I might do to you. I know what you're thinking. There's another fool in love. And you right. I love my Lucy. When I play with her, she feels so good. But wait, I better make myself understood. You see, Lucy made me a star. It ain't what you're thinking. The Lucy I'm talking about is my guitar. And I love her, yeah. I love Lucy, yes I do. And if you put your hands on my Lucy, it ain't no telling what I might do to you, no. Yeah, now tell them about it, Lucy. Get it, get it. Now you see the reason I love Lucy, don't you?
Talk to him, Lucy. Our then and now song for this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is Willie Dixon's Wang Dang Doodle. Of course, the then portion was done by the Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor. And now it's time to do the now version, a little bit more of a recent, modern version of that great Willie Dixon song, Wang Dang Doodle. It's going to be performed by John Hammond Jr. It just happens to be the son of a famous record producer, John Hammond. John Hammond Jr. was hooked on the blues at an early age, and there was no turning back when he got to see in person his idol, Jimmy Reed, at the Apollo Theater. How about that? So for the now version of Then and Now, John Hammond Jr. and Wang Dang Doodle.
Tell Automatic Slim, tell Razor Toad and Jim. I told Butch and I told Annie, I told Fast Talking Fanny. Not you gonna throw a ball.
to that Union Hall. Gonna romp and tomp till midnight. Man, I'm fussing fight till daylight. We gon' pitch a wang dang noodle all night long. All night long. All night long. We'll poodle out till I'm here. Till Albert, I'll see him there. You tell old Pistol Pete that everybody you meet tonight you gon' need no rest. We're really gonna throw a mess. Gonna knock out all the windows. Gonna kick down all the doors. We gonna pitch a wang dang noodle all night long. Washboard Sam, everybody gonna jam. Till shaking boxcar Joe, with sawdust on the floor. Man, a chicken head till I die. Lord, I'm really gonna have a time. When the fish and fill the air, be snuff juice everywhere. We gon' pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. Fats and Washboard Sam, everybody gonna jam. To shaking boxcar Joe, this sawdust on the floor. Want a chicken head till I die. Lord, I'm really gonna have a time. When the fish and fill the air, be snuff juice everywhere. We all pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. Woo, baby, all night long. Oh, honey, ride now.
Wing Dang Doodle with John Hammond Jr. Great new version. John Hammond Jr. has been called a white version of Robert Johnson with all of his singing, songwriting, guitar playing, harmonica work. Hope you enjoyed that. John Hammond Jr. still out there picking and grinning the blues at age 78. Want to give some shout-outs to some people we heard from this week. Dirk Willems over in Belgium said hi. Nisi Rockin' Blues checked in, along with Danny Hicks. Across the pond, another regular listener to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, the Village Hibosh Blues Club. How you guys doing? Bobby Blues Pendleton checked in. Papa Malarkey down there in my old stomping grounds of Jacksonville, Florida. Had a special chat, by the way, with Deborah Morganfield. If that Morganfield name sounds familiar, it should. That was Muddy Waters' real name. Had a nice chat with Deborah Morganfield, who is the wife of the late Mojo Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son. Deborah said, I'd be honored if you'd play one of Mojo's songs. So kicking off, two mo before we go, here's Mojo Morganfield. And that'll be followed up in this two mo before we go with Tracy Chapman, a duo with B.B. King. Our featured artist, and my favorite BB song, The Thrill Is Gone, is what they're going to do a duo on. But right now, Mojo Morganfield, who's going to be your sweet man when I'm gone?
I wonder who
sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who'll love you, who's gonna carry your business home. Look at that pretty little girl, she walking down the street, just laughing and playing with every man she meets. I wonder who's gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who'll love you, who's gonna carry your business home.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
Go!
And that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. By the way, you'd put a big old smile on my face if you'd follow Uncle B.U.C. Plays the Blues on Instagram and give us a big old like on our Facebook account. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be music.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.